Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl Kathleen, aka Kasorin, aka Sorin. And welcome to another episode of Sorin's Soapbox. Yes. Here on Sorin's Soapbox is where we rant about love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it. All right. We are now on the final episode for our series Living My Life Like I'm Haitian. Yes, as I told y'all, I am going to sing it every time. So we are now on episode 8 and we are wrapping up our 3-part series for Living My Life Like I'm Haitian, and we are finally talking about the good. So I am excited for today's episode. But of course, as always, just to do some housekeeping, I just want to thank everyone for all your love and support. You guys have really reached out to me, tweeted some parts of the last episode that you really liked, or sent me comments, and those definitely don't fall on deaf ears. I love when you guys reach out to me and tell me what parts of my episodes resonate with you or connect with you, when there's a part that you found funny or interesting or whatever the fact may be. And it just lets me know that you guys enjoy my podcast as much as, honestly, I enjoy making these episodes. I appreciate it. I'm grateful. I'm thankful as always. Before we get into today's episode, as always, please, please, please follow me on all social media platforms. That is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My handle is Shameless Listo. That is Shameless Listo. So follow me on all the platforms and come chat with me. Come talk to me about today's episode or any previous episode. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know your feelings. And please share the episode with your friends, with your family. Let them know we're a family here. We're a tribe. We're a group here. Let them know that this is your favorite podcast, that we have a good time over here. So please, if you enjoy this podcast, make sure you like, make sure you rate it and you review it and you share it with your friends and your loved ones on your social media platforms. I would greatly appreciate it, especially as a small content creator. I would greatly appreciate it. Now that we have that out the way, before we jump into today's episode, of course, you know, I love to give you guys basically, I think we can call this a Sorin life update between last week's episode and this week's episode, just to kind of tell you whatever's up with me and what's going on in my life. The past 2 weeks has actually been great for me. You know, it's getting warm outside, it's getting nice outside. Girl, I mean, if there's guys listening, I'm sorry. But child, we outside, okay? We are outside and we are having a good old time. I actually just came back from Jeju Island, which, if you're not really familiar with Korea, it's basically considered the Hawaii of Korea here. And it is absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. I was there for about 4 days. I actually went with a tour group, kind of similar to the hot air balloon trip that I talked about before, but this was a different company. And I was there for about 4 days and I had the time of my life. Honestly, truly, like, it was the best time. And again, as I've said before in previous episodes, I'm a Christian, so I'm gonna bring this from a Christian perspective. God be showing up and be showing out in my life, okay? Because last summer, I had a whole trip planned to go to Jeju by myself. I was supposed to go and ride a yacht. I was gonna go to a wax museum. I was gonna do like just a bunch of different, you know, events and things by myself in Jeju. I had booked a whole hotel and everything. I ended up having to cancel everything because of the fact that one of my students ended up catching COVID. And because we were in close proximity, even though I was negative, I had to basically be placed on quarantine and cancel my entire trip. I was pretty much angry. I was really upset. I was really annoyed because I was looking forward to that trip. Actually, now that I think about it, I had planned my trip to Jeju first, canceled it because the COVID numbers were high, and then I planned my trip to another city close by, had to cancel that. The city's called like Mokpo, which is like the coast off of Jeju, so to speak. Like you have to take, it's near it where you could take a ferry from Mokpo to Jeju, so they're relatively close. Child, I had to cancel everything. So it was two different vacations in the same probably 2 weeks that I had to cancel. And I was pretty upset. I was pretty angry. And I remember saying like, okay, God, like that's two vacations I had to cancel. And at that time I said, okay, well, if I have to cancel, I'm going to go home, you know, back to America. I ended up not going home because Omicron decided to show up. So overall, I was pretty upset, but I kind of had it in my mind. I was like, okay, God, this sucks, but I trust you. That's kind of how I train myself to think. Like, I'm allowed to be very realistic about my feelings and be like, this sucks. I'm not happy about this. I don't feel good about this. And I feel like sometimes people think that Christianity is about having a positive mindset all the time or having joy all the time. You can have joy because joy is not circumstantial. And you can have peace about something, but it doesn't mean that feelings aren't real, like anger and frustration, which is the feelings that I had in that moment. But I was like, okay, God, I'm just going to believe that you have something better or greater for me down the line. And he did, because literally this entire trip to Jeju, I remember there was a point that I was sitting on the beach and looking out into the water, and I just had like one of those reflective gratitude moments, and I was like, God, you showing off, because literally there was no way I could have had that much fun by myself. There's no way like I could have done all the activities, because we went in, there's like this huge, like kind of like a mountain where it's like really popular in Jeju. It's like 500 and some steps just to go up it, but like the view was gorgeous. We did a couple trails along the ocean. We took pictures by the waterfall. We did speedboats and we ended up going on a yacht. And you know, like we did so much in those 4 days. Some days were, you know, exhausting. Like I even went down in a cave. Like I'm not somebody that's necessarily an outdoorsy person, but I was out here in the outdoors, okay? I just remember thinking, like, I'm having the time of my life, and I don't think I would have had that by myself. I would have figured out a way to have a good time, don't get me wrong, but I realized, like, I would have had difficulty with transportation, because the way Jeju is set up is they don't have rampant public transportation the same way like it's set up in New York or Seoul, and they don't have buses running frequently the same way. So it's like if you don't have a driver's license or if you don't have a private driver, again, it's not to say it's impossible, but it's a lot more difficult. And I think for me, knowing myself, it would have been frustrating, and I probably would have just ended up staying in the hotel for most of my trip, knowing me. But this experience, I was like, nah, God, you really went exceedingly abundantly above what I would have imagined this Jeju trip for myself would have been. So I had a great time. I met some great people. I made some amazing connections. In fact, like we were talking about like myself and how I have a degree in entertainment business, and they were like, oh, what are you doing with that? And I was like, well, I have a podcast. And they were like, you have a podcast? And they all ended up following my podcast. I don't know if you guys are listening, but if the Jeju crew is listening to this podcast today, shout out to y'all. I had a great time with you guys. I hope we can hang out in the future. But yeah, I kind of wanted to give that update. I'm actually going to be doing something else in the next 2 weeks. So I'm really just trying to enjoy myself. I'm trying to have a hot girl summer. Honestly, they're talking about Japan is going to be opening up in June. And so I'm trying to go. I don't know if I'm going to go in June, but I have a summer vacation coming up in August. So either in June or August, your girl's trying to go to Japan. I am trying to enjoy Korea the way I wanted to when I first arrived. I know some people are like, oh, all of a sudden we're acting like COVID's gone. I'm very much well aware COVID is still here to stay. I still very much have to wear a mask indoors, not anymore outside. Every Sunday, I still have to take a COVID test before I go into work to make sure that my weekend activities don't interfere with my work activities. But the reality is, I followed the rules to the T. I crossed my T's and I dotted my I's for 2 years. I'm still very careful, but I'm like, I'm going to enjoy the time here that I came here for. Like, I didn't necessarily come here for specifically to have a hot girl summer, but I came here because I wanted to live my life in another country and enjoy myself. As I've talked about in plenty of episodes before, I'm trying to enjoy life to the fullest and date myself and make friends and just live life, because COVID taught me that life is too short and I can't be waiting for Friday, or I can't be waiting until I have a husband, or I can't be waiting for this, and because I'm gonna always be waiting. So I'm, you know, carpe diem out here is what I'm doing. I am seizing the day. But all right, let's get into today's episode. I just kind of wanted to talk about, give you guys a Soreng life update. So that is that. But now we are going to get to the meat and potatoes of today's episode. So if you've been following the past couple of episodes, you know I've been doing a series called, I know y'all are singing it with me by now, Living My Life Like I'm Haitian. We are doing now the finale of The Good. And we are now officially in Haitian Heritage Month. So shout out to all my Haitians. Shout out to all my Haitian adjacent, aka if you're half Haitian, if you got 1% of Haitian in you, if your uncle's wife's cousin's brother is Haitian, shout outs to you. We are celebrating all month Haitian Heritage Month. And if you didn't know, May 18th is Haitian Flag Day. So we are about to wild out this whole month, especially me. May 18th, my kids are not going to know what to do because I'm coming into my school decked out in Haitian apparel. They're going to be like, what is going on? I mean, I've done it so far, like the past 2 years. And I think they've just kind of been like, okay, she's just wearing whatever. Because I have like a Haitian shirt I usually wear, and I usually have like a red, like I usually try to wear like red and blue on that day. So I think they're just like, oh, teacher's got on like a, you know, red and blue today. I don't think they really think anything of it. But yes, so May 18th is Haitian Flag Day. This episode will come out after the fact, but I will be posting on my Instagram all throughout this month. So I'll be posting, you know, Haitian celebrities, Haitian facts, Haitian music. So be on the lookout for that this whole entire month. But yes, we are going to be talking about The Good today. And as I've said before, I'm happy to be Haitian. I wouldn't have it any other way. Like I said, if there is such a thing as reincarnation, let me come back as a Caribbean woman. Being Haitian, it's lit for me, okay? We were the first Caribbean country to gain our independence. We helped and sparked other countries to get their independence. Like, Haiti's been the first. Haiti sparked a revolution by being the first to free ourselves. We assisted other countries. We assisted Jamaica. We assisted even in the American Revolution. We sent Haitian soldiers. We were a part of the Louisiana Purchase. Haiti has been an intricate part of a lot of historical facts. It's just that unfortunately now they focus on the bad. But we're not going to focus on that today. I think one of the things that I love right now about Haiti and Haitians is that, like, again, obviously, like, it's about what you follow, but we're making such strides in many aspects of life, whether it be like in sports or music or political areas. So, for example, the White House press secretary, I believe her name is Karen Jean-Baptiste, she's Haitian. Like, we are in the White House. We are in the White House. And then you have like different content creators that are really pushing the Haitian narrative and giving us a voice that, as I said, growing up in the 90s, we didn't have that. But you have, like, for example, there's one guy on Instagram, Success Junior. You could basically say, like, he's almost like the combination of, like, the Steve Harveys and the Eddie Murphy. He's a comedian on Instagram, but what he's doing is, like, he's creating a community where he's bringing on other Haitian comedians, like, you know, Plus Daddy and Cello Cello and Blex, and he's bringing all of them together, and they go on tour all across. So far, I think it's just mainly like the East Coast, but they do like Haitian comedy tours. The same way like the Kings of Comedy was like a big thing back in the day, he's basically like created a whole set of like Haitian comedians touring. Like, that wasn't a thing back in the day. You couldn't get, this is just supposed to focus on good, but you couldn't get 2, let alone 8 Haitian comedians to work together. And yet this man has figured out a way to do so. This man created what's called culture chips, which is basically taking a signature Haitian dish and put it as a flavor in potato chips. And it's selling all over the place and selling out. I had a friend actually send it to me here in Korea because I was like, yo, I'm trying to put my money in Haitian businesses because these are the things I didn't get to have or I didn't get to experience as a child. Or even when I was in high school or in college, I didn't have any of this. And so now I want to be able to invest in Haitian businesses. Because yes, I do absolutely believe in putting my dollars in Black businesses, but I'm equally invested in putting my dollars in Haitian businesses. Because I know that not only does it go to another fellow Haitian, but I know that when I put my money into them, they then take that money and they sow it back into Haiti. And that's what it's about. It's about that cycle of making sure kids back home in Haiti eat, making sure they can go to school, making sure they can have a better life. And it's that continuous cycle of making sure the money flows within our community. So somebody like Success Junior, like literally expanding the industry to include all Haitians, again, like it's an amazing thing to see, especially like our generation doing, because that's not something that we saw the older generations doing. And that's just one example. And then another favorite of mine is Jessie Wu. Seeing her on Wildin' Out, her music and her songwriting, even now, like I believe she's on a new show that's supposed to premiere called A La Carte. And she gets on her platforms and she talks about some of the injustices that she sees in the entertainment industry, or just talks about how proud she is to be Haitian. And again, introducing that in spaces that there may not have been a Haitian person, let alone a Haitian woman, before her. And that just opens up opportunities and doors for other Haitian people to walk in after her. It takes a lot for you to be the first in anything. It's amazing to see artists like these people, to see Success Junior and Jessie Wu and Plus Daddy and others. They end up being in the same room with some of the big wigs like Kevin Hart and Wyclef and Nick Cannon. And they see their work ethics and they see that their determination and their ambition. That makes room for other people like me to move forward. I think it's such an amazing thing to see in the time that we are right now. Again, this is coming from someone like me who grew up where we were called Haitian booty scratchers. Ew, why does your food smell like that? Why is your hair like that? Why do you have an accent like that? To now there's a shift in the times. Literally, it feels like Haitians are taking over. Again, we have a Haitian in the White House as press secretary. What a time to be alive. Like, and I know, I think there's another Haitian that has another role in the White House. But again, can you imagine a Haitian little girl right now who sees that? In her mind, she thinks, if that woman can do it, so can I. The same way, like, a little black girl, or when we all looked at Kamala getting sworn in as vice president, you think I can do it too. It's the same thing for a Haitian little girl or a Haitian little boy. When you see your faves moving into spaces you didn't think was possible for yourself. So that's like one of the good things that I love is the strides that we're making in all facets of life. Like I said, whether it be sports, whether it be music or entertainment, whether it be in government and things of that nature. Then the next good thing that I love, the food. I mean, who doesn't love Haitian food? And I'm sorry, if you haven't been blessed with the Haitian food, what you need to do right now, you need to Google the closest Haitian restaurant to you, Kunye, right now, immediately. Like, you need to find the closest Haitian restaurant. Now, if you're like vegan or vegetarian, it might be a little bit difficult. Now, I will say in these 2022 times, there are a lot of Haitians who are creating vegan and vegetarian versions of our dishes. So it is very possible to find a dish that you enjoy. You're just gonna have to do a little bit more research and a little bit more digging. But for everybody else, Kunya, Sambas Welfe, Asu Internet La, Ecri Haitien Restaurant. I need you to go online and find you a Haitian restaurant or a Haitian food truck or something. Now, I will give you the forewarning. If you've been to a Jamaican restaurant or any Caribbean restaurant, they are going to treat you with the utmost disrespect. But the more disrespect they give you, the better the food. So if they look at you with disgust and they look at you like you're bothering them, just know that food about to slap, okay? That food about to hit. But if they are nice to you, walk away. Leave the restaurant. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Get out because the food is not going to be good. But if you are wherever you are, I need you to find a Haitian restaurant to experience the épice, to experience the banan and the grill, to experience the legume à sauce pois. I need you to experience the jiri à jonjon. I need you to experience the beauty and the glory that God created, which is Haitian food, okay? Because you have that banan, you have that pickles, and you have that grill. It is the trifecta, aka fritai. And then you get you a cola lakai, which is a Haitian soda. It is bliss in your mouth. I'm getting hungry just talking about it, okay? And ain't no Haitian restaurants here in Korea. There's like Jamaican, there's Latin and Mexican, but ain't no Haitian restaurants here. If I want Haitian food, I have to cook it. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I'm too lazy to be cooking. First of all, it's a little difficult because to make the banan, I have to find the plantain, and just trying to find plantain in Korea, I'm not going to find it. I may find the yellow plantain, which the yellow is sweet. And for a lot of like Spanish, that's their preference. We use the green, and the green is saltier. So you could do it with the yellow because it's sweet, but I like my plantain, or I like my banan salty, okay? I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. If you are in the States and you are listening and you want to understand the glory of the Lord, if you want the blessing of the Lord upon your life, go find you a Haitian restaurant, okay? Like I said, if they are mean and disrespectful to you, the food gonna hit, the food gonna slap. I promise you, because the same way when you go into a Jamaican restaurant and they rude, they nasty to you, the food always slaps. The same concept applies when you go into a Haitian restaurant. Look, I'm just telling y'all right now, don't take it personal. Do not take it personal. That's just how they are, okay? Okay. The next good thing about living my life like I'm Haitian is the music. The music. I mean, you have Impossible, you have Kalimi, you have Felicia Ross, and these are like artists and groups. You have Kelly Crow, you have Wyclef, the legend, you have Sankla. The way Kompa music just makes you feel. You can't sit while listening to Kompa music. I wish I was allowed to play music on this podcast, but you know, copyright licensing and all that good stuff. Ain't nobody got time for that. But I will be posting on my Twitter and on my Instagram some of my favorite Kompa music. And it's like the lyrics, the solo breakdowns of the songs. You can tell the difference between a bad song, a good song, and a great song from the solo breakdown in a Haitian song or Kompa music, because that's what gives you the feeling of when you dancing with your partner. Because I'm telling you, you get lost in the music, and when you dancing with your partner or when you're doing the guyad, which is like the Haitian dance. I mean, there's other dances for Haitian, but that's pretty much now, like if you look up Haitian dance, like that's what you're gonna see everywhere is guyad. It just takes over your entire body. Look, Haitian music will have you falling in love, and you're not even trying to fall in love in the first place. You're like, I just came here to dance. I just came here to have a good time. How did this happen? How did I fall in love? You will have songs. For example, there's one song. I can't even think of the title right now. The song is about, I think it's a heartbreak song, if I'm not mistaken. It's a heartbreak song. But even the way the solo breakdown happens, you still want to fall in love. But it's about breaking up. Like, the emotions that take over you from these songs, it's honestly, I think it's just Caribbean music in general. Caribbean music has a way to just take over your entire body and your entire mind, heart, and spirit, that you just kind of let it take over you. And that's the same thing that happens with like Haitian music and Kompa music. It just takes over. And that's why for me, I don't care what race my husband is. He gonna learn how to dance to Kompa music, because that's, dancing is my love language. Food is my first love language, but dancing is my second love language. He's gonna have to learn how to dance to Kompa music, because that feeling, there's no way to describe it. There's just absolutely no way to describe that intensity, that emotion, that passion, that intimacy that comes when you hear the music. It's just, I don't know, like I really wish I can describe it, and I wish I could, you know, let you guys hear it, but the music is just, honestly, Kompa is the best music out there next to Soca. Soca's number one, and then Kompa music is honestly the best. And I really don't be listening to a lot of music these days, because I feel like a lot of the music today is kind of like the same things here and there, like the same messes, the same theme. For me, I listen to a lot of Soca music, I listen to Kompa music, and I listen to a lot of Afro beats. That's kind of like where I stay. I do listen to, of course, like K-pop music and old 90s like R&B music, but nothing beats that Kompa music. I be at work, and I know my coworkers look at me funny, because as soon as that Kompa music hits, I just be in my zone, and I forget where I am. Then I'm like, girl, you at work. Like, focus, focus, get yourself together. So that's why I say, like, that music will take over, especially, like I said, if you're used to listening to Caribbean music, used to listening to reggae music or salsa music or anything like that. It kind of uses the same instrumentals. That's basically what like Kompa music is. They use the same instrumentals as like salsa and reggae and soca music. They all use the same instruments, but they just use them in a different way. So that's something else that I love about it. And then I think lastly is just Haitian culture. We are proud of our culture. We are proud of our roots and where we've come from. We have a very rich history. Yes, there are some ugly sides to Haitian culture. And yes, there are some bad things, but overall there is a love and there's a determination and there is this like strength that comes from being Haitian. We are proud and we've endured so much. What I love about being Haitian is that like we are hardworking. And one thing about Haitians, we will make something out of nothing. I love that about seeing my parents, seeing my grandmother and my grandfather. Even now, my grandfather is 99 and he's still out here riding a bike. He out here climbing trees. He out here sewing. He living his life like he's in his 40s. And it's just because like that hardworking, that sense of enjoying life is built into his blood. Yes, we're hardworking. Yes, sometimes that like, we work so hard that we don't enjoy the fruits of our labor. But I think that we have this understanding of what the essence of life is. And that's what I love about being Haitian. And I notice that especially like in African cultures and Caribbean cultures, there's that sense of like pride in who we are and where we come from, because we've come out of the mud, we've come out of the gutter, and we're here now. We're not going to let anybody shake us or blow us to the left or the right and take us out of our spot, essentially. Again, seeing all the hard work that my grandparents had to put in just so that my parents would have the life that they had. And then seeing my parents do all the hard work that they did so that me and my sister could have the life that we have. Like, this is the stock that I came from. And this is the stock that I plan to ingrain into my future kids so that they know, look, you come from a long line of strength and ambition and determination, and there's nothing you can't do. It's just crazy to imagine that I am living my ancestors' wildest dreams. I love that for myself. My Haitian ancestors are looking down on me like, you're in Korea living a life that we could never have imagined for ourselves. And yet I'm going farther than they could have imagined. And future generations will go farther than I could have ever imagined. I love that. I absolutely love that. And so to wrap it up, I'm excited. I'm about to really just turn up during this Haitian Heritage Month. I'm about to wild out. I'm about to turn up. Again, I'm turning up this whole summer, but I'm definitely about to turn up this month because I want my ancestors proud. I want them to know that your girl is Haitian and she is proud. And despite how I may have felt in the beginning growing up and being shy and timid about being Haitian, now I am Haitian and I am loud and I am proud about it because it's in my blood, it's in my veins, it's the makeup of who I am. Everybody that I can tell and everybody that I meet will know I am Haitian. I'm not going to be afraid to tell them. I'm not going to be ashamed to be. I am Haitian and I am proud and everybody's going to know it. I'm not going to be ashamed to say it. I'm not going to be timid about it. It's part of who I am. And I feel like everybody should be proud of their heritage and their nationality. If you're Korean, if you're Nigerian, if you're Jamaican, if you're Trinidadian, you better rep that mug to the fullest. Because me, I'm coming out with my flags everywhere I go. It took me a long time to get here. It took me a long time to be able to be proud of who I am. But I realized being ashamed and being embarrassed, it meant that I was embarrassed of the work and the efforts that my family put in to get me to where I am. And that's not fair to them. So me, I'm gonna be Haitian and I'm gonna be loud about it. And I'm sorry. If you don't like it, ça pas problème, m'a ka fè rien pour. So, pour moi, c'est haïtien moyen, c'est haïtien moyen. And I'm gonna be loud about it, okay? With that being said, I'm going to wrap up today's episode. As always, thank you guys for listening to today's episode. I always appreciate my listeners. I appreciate you guys for taking the time to listen to today's episode. As always, please follow me on all social media platforms, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. My handle is The Shameless Listo. That is SHAMELESSLISZTO. Also, make sure that you go onto Podchaser and review my episode. Please give me at least 5 stars. I would appreciate it. And also leave a review, because that helps someone like me as a small content creator get visibility on different platforms. Again, follow me on all social media platforms, leave me a review, and share this podcast with your friends and your family on your social media page. I would really, again, just appreciate it. And I thank you guys for listening. And until next time, your girl is off her soapbox. See ya.